This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How long could the Quinshon Judkins situations last? Could it be a holdout? Are we talking holdout here, Tone? Is that where we're officially at? Or?
I didn't use that term. People are telling me, yes, this is now officially a holdout.
Let's see where it goes here. We welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I can't believe I asked that question. I apologize. Quinshon Judkins, is this like a holdout? What's the latest you've heard?
Well, I don't think it's a holdout. I think that the Browns are waiting to see what the NFL is going to do, if anything, in regards to potential discipline.
So this is on the Browns side of things. This is not on him. Are you saying he's ready to sign?
No, I think this is on the NFL. Like, I don't think that the Browns are ready to sign him because they want to see what the league is going to do.
But if he were offered a contract right now, would he sign?
Well, I mean, depends on the terms. But Andrew Berry has to protect himself and the Browns here. If there's a suspension involved, which we don't know. Like, I mean, the league is going at their own, they're going at their own pace. So, once I think the league situation gets resolved and there's a decision made, then sure, I think that it'll be much easier for the Browns to go ahead and get this done. But that's still a major question that has to be answered.
Does any of this mean they are not standing by him, or they because I'm a little curious, because what do we always say in these situations, Daryl, when it comes down to a little bit of money? Daryl, I've heard you say, it's not my money. All right, the Haslams have more money than just about 95% of the owners in the NFL. Why wouldn't they just throw the money to him and then see where the NFL process is?
Why would you do that?
They want him in camp. They want to get him going. They don't want him to fall any further behind than he already is. Now they're already looking for scraps, table scraps at running back. That's how bad the situation is. So there's about five reasons.
Well, I just think that I think Andrew Berry's playing this one a little safer. Because there's language too that goes in the kind. It's not just about money; it's about language. You know, you can claw back money if there's a suspension, or if there's a future discipline, or if he gets in trouble again off the field, right? So there is language besides money that you have to negotiate and deal with here. But I do think that it is interesting that the Browns are looking for additional running back help. That tells me that they're not anticipating having Quinshon Judkins available to them for a little bit.
Does the Isaiah Bond thing complicate things, that they not only after a contentious, the background stuff with him, he is able to play immediately, like he's going to be in this preseason game and gets guaranteed money, but the guy they actually drafted and as highly as they did still has to wait?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Isaiah came in apparently in shape. They're going to play him, as you said, on Saturday. I don't know that they're going to play him a lot on Saturday. And the guaranteed money is $3 million bucks over 3 years, which is in in football terms, that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. And also, too, he's not facing any league discipline. So I think that situation, and as Andrew Berry put in that statement, right, explaining why the organization felt comfortable bringing Bond in, I think that right now with the Judkins situation, the Browns just, quite frankly, are not comfortable with that situation right now. Because if they were, look, they have proven that they are willing to look the other way and with a lot of things. And in this case, they haven't looked away and they haven't signed the kid yet. And I think that that speaks volumes.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Speaking of guarantees, are we guaranteed to carry four quarterbacks into the regular season?
I won't say guarantee. I threw out a hypothetical last night where they could keep four quarterbacks, but not all four of them are on the roster, which means one of the quarterbacks that they brought to camp has to go. And so I hypothesized that what if they moved on from Kenny Pickett and they kept Tyler Huntley on the practice squad? Because let's be realistic about it. You're not getting Shedeur Sanders through waivers. You're probably not getting Dillon Gabriel through waivers. So you have to keep both those guys on the active roster. Joe Flacco is your starter. Are you getting Kenny Pickett through waivers? Probably not. So what if they traded him, right, and then kept Tyler Huntley for their practice squad? That would be a creative way to keep four quarterbacks, and quite frankly, Ken, I think it behooves them to keep four quarterbacks. I think they're going to need four quarterbacks this year.
Darryl Ryder with us right now. So just a follow-up on that, because I have a question about, how much you're going to see guys in this preseason game. The Kenny Pickett side of things, none of us have gotten really a chance to see Kenny Pickett at all. We did not have a very favorable opinion on him in general when he came in, but yet in some of the reporting that's been done, it would seem as if there were those that thought he would be the starting quarterback if he actually was healthy and got a shot to vie for things. So if that's the case, and that would also indicate that people think that he may be the best quarterback in the entire quarterback room. So does that strengthen the argument that he's going to stay around no matter what?
Yeah, I think certainly helps the argument. I don't disagree with the notion that if certain people within the Browns had their preference, if had Kenny Pickett stayed healthy, his chances of winning that starting job improved significantly. Remember, he was the first quarterback that they brought in this offseason as well. So it's unfortunate that he got the hamstring injury. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he's not ready to play yet. And he has taken some 11-on-11s since suffering the hamstring, but it's certainly not the full workload that we had seen him receive during the offseason program in the early portions of training camp. So he's not ready to go. They can't push him right now. And unfortunately, we did not get to see him in a preseason setting. And so they're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They have to make whatever roster decision that they ultimately choose to make based off what they saw in practice and on the film, and also, too, with what they project him to ultimately be. But even though I threw that hypothetical out, I still think they keep the four guys they went to camp with. I do. I think they start with all four of those guys on the roster. If a situation comes up where they have an opportunity to move one of them, that wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, nothing would really surprise me at this point. But I do think that they keep the four quarterbacks.
All right, Darryl, we've been asking people today, our listeners, people that call in, to make a pledge for this preseason game tomorrow. And that is, if you are in favor of seeing starters and seeing guys get some final work in, then you also cannot possibly go after the organization or the coach if somebody ends up injured and missing time. Will you agree to that pledge?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has always been really smart about how he uses his starters during training camp in the preseason, and they have, knock on wood, done that successfully for the most part, with the occasional injury here and there. But for the most part, Kevin Stefanski's been able to get to week one with most of his starting lineup intact. Look, they're not going to be on the field much on Saturday. You're talking 20, 25 plays, a couple of guys, maybe a few fewer plays like Myles Garrett. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to be out there for 25 plays. But you're talking two, maybe three series, which gets you through the first quarter, early into the second quarter with your starters. And I think that that is plenty of work that you need to see from those guys in the preseason, and then you turn all your attention to September 7 against the Bengals.
We have seen nothing but great things, and I'm not saying good, great things about Carson Schlesinger. Is there a chance this guy could actually be a dude?
Yeah, I think he is a dude already, Ken. I really do. Every day he's making plays. He made a play yesterday that just absolutely blew me away. And quite frankly, they need it. Losing Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, that was a massive blow. It was great to see JOK out on the practice field watching the other day. So that was great to see. But it, from a football standpoint, that was a pretty big loss. And it looks like that Carson is stepping in there and he's going to be able to fill those shoes. I have been blown away. I questioned the pick when it happened. But it looks like Andrew Berry found a player.
Well, I couldn't even question it, Darryl, because anytime I watched UCLA, I admitted on the air when they drafted him, I go, I wasn't watching UCLA. I was watching who they were playing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention to him. And I'm like, okay, I'll try to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we haven't heard about guys, we usually go negative. But, man, all I'm hearing about is how great this guy is. And if they can get this guy going, I mean, because Andrew Berry needs all the hits he can get.
Yes.
Especially this year. So I'd love to see him be able to play at a high level for this football team, especially when you consider, okay, Nathaniel Watson, I know it's bubble, but okay. And also you got situations where you're secondary now. You're going to have to find somebody. You might have to find somebody after Wednesday.
Yeah. They could need some secondary help, but, you know, where Carson is concerned is the fact that there's tangible stuff on the field to praise him for. We don't have to hear about how great they are in the meeting room or on the whiteboard like we do some other draft picks that Andrew Berry has made this year. So the fact that there's tangible positive play from him on the field on a daily basis is great. And linebacker has been a position that I have argued for years that the Browns have needed a game changer, regardless of where they are in the pecking order as far as Jim Schwartz's defense and importance and things like that. I have argued for years you cannot win this division if you do not get impact play from your linebackers, and I think Carson Schlesinger is going to be able to provide that. As far as the secondary goes, you're absolutely right. Now Denzel Ward is banged up. They say it's no big deal, it's nothing serious, but I just like to remind folks they said the same thing about Greg Newsome, and we didn't see that dude for 3 weeks. So hopefully Denzel will be ready to go week one. Kevin Stefanski sort of indicated that Denzel should be ready to go week one, but time will tell.
All right, Daryl, now that it looks like we're getting a Super Bowl, according to the commissioner, did he say which year we're getting the Super Bowl?
He didn't say that you're getting a Super Bowl. It's not guaranteed, but at least it helps your chances.
The door was open, Daryl.
The door was open when they were doing the campaigning with the state legislatures for the $600 million in support. The issue for the Super Bowl is hotel beds. And also, too, quality of hotel beds. Are there enough fancy hotels here to...
I can make it extra fancy for you.
I'm sure
you
can.
Come on over and
can.
Stay at my house.
Does Airbnb count?
Well, here's the thing. We had the Republican National Convention in 2016, and I remember they had some delegations stay out near Cedar Point, which is about a 45-minute drive. I don't see why that wouldn't be a problem. I know that there's other Super Bowl sites where... You know, the commutes are anywhere from 45 minutes to a little over an hour. So
Miami.
Jacksonville, they're going to have people stay on boats again. So, it'll be interesting to see if the Browns ultimately put in a bid. I'm sure that they will. I don't know that it's guaranteed. I think that there's a better chance that the NFL draft returns at the end of the decade or early in the 2030s. There is a little bit of a make good from the COVID draft that we had here.
We have all that room out there on Lake Erie to throw boats out there.
We have cruise ships that come through the Great Lakes. It's a vacation.
They got indoor water parks in Sandusky.
No, by that time it'll be the Good Time 34.
I'm going to have four kids graduated high school, so that's four rooms opened up.
I don't know that you want to have people sleeping on boats in Lake Erie in the middle of February. Just saying, gets a little bumpy out there.
It's one time, Daryl.
Yeah, it's just one time, Daryl. Come on, you want to make money for this region or not?
I'm all about making money for this region.
Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, thank you for the time. All the best to you, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
The great Daryl Rutter. Coming up at 9:01, Nathan's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.